T-Mobile.
4TLI listening.
Your station listening, it's WW4JET.
Responding, I am new to this radio. Got my technical 1 month ago, my general last week, and I have no idea what I'm doing.
You made it this far, so you're doing something right. Well, congratulations, man. No, that's very cool. This is the Blue Ridge repeater, and it's located on Caesar's Head. I'm not sure what your location is. My name is Matthew, WW4JET, mobile in Greer. I'm in Greer.
This is Norbert. I'm down in Piedmont.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Robert or something, but there's a little bit of white noise, but you're down in Piedmont, so that might be expected. You're making it in pretty good. How you doing today?
Wonderful. I'm trying to figure out what kind of antenna I need to get better reception.
I mean, there's that's the $99,000 question. I don't know if that's the expression, but it just kind of depends on what you want to do. If you wanted to get into the HF side of things next, I mean, you might actually have to have two different antennas. I don't know what you're looking at.
On a handheld Yaesu FT60 with no additional equipment, and I'm looking just to basically hook up to the repeater and try to do some local chit-chat, I guess.
Little radio, it is a handheld, like you said, and, you know, handhelds have some limitations as far as distance and consistency, but you could actually put a nice, omnidirectional dual-band antenna up and connect it to that HT, and you'll do that much better. You'll get into, quite a few more repeaters and quite a bit stronger than you are.
Something like a J-pole, would that be a good start?
A bad start, but I think I'd lean more towards a vertical omnidirectional, like a Comet antenna, like with at least a 9 dB gain kind of antenna. That would be the reception that it's rated at, and that'll give you a big increase in reception and transmission distance.
I think problem number one is my HOA opposes antennas for now. This is that bill.
WW4JET, if you're unable to hide it, then a lot of people do the attic. I don't know if that's doable for you, and they put something that works better in the attic configuration. And that might be like a small Yagi antenna that's more of a horizontally based antenna.
And said antennas that go along the gutter.
I haven't seen one that's cut for the VHF and UHF. If you are thinking HF, yeah, you could do something like that down the line for HF, unless, of course, you can find one that's cut, for the frequency range that you're looking at.
To do some more research on that, KC4CLI, clear.
Sites to do, you could do some looking on, like, DX Engineering and Gigaparts, as well as Ham Radio Outlet. Those three websites are good reference, and they're actually generally good people to talk to if you're looking for. But explain your situation. They may have the perfect setup for you, if you know what I mean.
So the folks up at the Wireman in Edgefield and Layman.
Scott, I'm trying to remember his name, but yeah, he's a good guy. I've seen him at some ham fests, and I've got a couple things from him, but mostly.
They go over to DX Engineering and see what they can come up with. One challenge I have is my ham shack, as it were, is up on the second floor, so I don't know how to do the grounding for an antenna that.
The grounding is, it's simple. There are ways to do it. I mean, even if you put a mobile antenna, like a magnetic car antenna up there on top of a pie tin, you're going to do better than your HT antenna. You know what I mean? And those are self-grounding. You don't even have to ground that, just for an example.
Interesting option. I'll have to dig into that.
But, you know, HT antennas are not, you know, with that low power, you're blocked by any little thing potentially. And, you know, and you're doing well today. Conditions also change it up as well. You're doing well today, but you're not, might not do very well tomorrow. So if you're looking to try to get some consistency, you do want to try to work on an antenna option for the HT. Or, for that matter, upgrade to a, keep the HT for the portable use and upgrade to a dual band multi radio of sorts, which you can do pretty inexpensively, and hook it up to an antenna. That way you have more power output as well.
Investing on more radios at this point, they so long, it really gets down to how do I use it, and for that maybe a simple antenna so I can broadcast a little bit of a stronger signal.
With your last transmission, I think you should go start some antenna options, absolutely, and then you'll see the difference with that right away. Even the, like I said, the magnetic mount in the attic on a pie plate, a pie tin, you know, is going to make a difference for you. And then you need a special connector for the end of the radio, of course, and you might want to get a handheld microphone for the Yaesu radio, too. It's a little easier to operate that way. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you have a nice little upgrade right there.
Thank you very much.
Certainly pop on out on these repeaters in the area, because people are very helpful, and there are, of course, a lot of YouTube material and a lot of Facebook material in the certain groups that will get you through it, and always glad to help out.
Any of the local groups, I went to the Greer group a while back, and that was interesting.
I belong to this group here on this repeater, the Blue Ridge group, and there's a Pickens Communications group that I belong to as well, and I'm part of the GMRS, Upstate GMRS group for the GMRS radio as well. So, yeah, there's some good groups out there and some good people, no doubt.
Blue Ridge Club Meet.
Direct you to their website, just so I don't give you inaccurate information. But they do have monthly meetings there, and I want to say it was on a Tuesday night, but I'd direct you to the website, and I don't have the link in my mind right now. I don't know if anybody's listening that does can get it to you. If not, we can certainly get it to you in a bit.
Google it. I can find it. Hey, thanks a lot for the info. Have a nice day.
I'll find one more time. Sorry.
KQ4TLI.
Right, and I'm sorry, the first name as well?
Norbert, down in Piedmont.
Can tell you is, and you can certainly get the information then too. There's a nightly net on this repeater every night at 9 o'clock, and you're more than willing to check in to the net. It's pretty easy. There's a net controller, and then they'll ask for people with certain call signs in the range of their call sign, and then you just check in, listen for a while, and it'll be easy to check in.
The sign-in process is not clear, so I'll just have to pay more attention and give it a try sometime. Thank you.
You'll get used to it. K4TLI, WW4JET Mobile. Good luck, man, and congratulations.
4JET and 4ZLK. Good morning, Matthew.
What's going on? Haven't heard you in a while.
Same, you know. Are you on the way to or from work or neither one?
I'm on my way home, and I know your hours have changed, so it's good to hear you out there at a certain time of the day, better time of the day anyway. I just did 7 of the last 8 days on, so I'm done. I'm toast. But I needed to shift some things around.
Good
Good. Welcome back. And yeah, my day, I'm back on days for right now. At least for the next 6 weeks. We'll see how long that lasts. And that website, by the way, is if the other gentleman's still listening, it's brars.cc. It's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. There is a Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club up in North Carolina, but we are the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society.
I wasn't sure if he was still on or not, but then I didn't want to give him the wrong call sign, but I thought he, if he checked in on the net, he for sure can get the information he needed to.
I was just listening and going to jump in there, but I won't hold you long. I've got to change gears. The tractor I'm driving now is not an automatic. I got to get used to finding the gears again with trying to talk on the radio at the same time. So anyway, good to hear you, Matt. Have a safe trip home, and we'll hopefully hear you on another time. W4JET, N4ZLK.
You as well, and we got to get you a headset. That'd be cool. Of course, it's the last thing I want to wear. But, all right, yeah, be careful out there. Good to hear from you, and I'll be on here this afternoon. I'll be in and about, but I got another 30 minutes or so to go on the drive anyway. Take care. Be careful out there. W4JET, it's N4ZLK. I said that the wrong way around, sorry. But 30 degrees, we'll talk to you later, Shane.